All that stands between today's players and a fortune is television's most remarkable machine. Can anyone overcome our technological titan? Let's find out on Tipping Point. Hello and welcome to Tipping Point. Let's meet the four players, all hoping to win thousands today.
I'm Dave, a Royal Navy submariner from Devon.
I'm Lucy, a full-time mum from Hastings.
I'm Jordan, I'm a student and I'm from Rotherham.
I'm Sandra, I'm a retired accounts handler from Kent.
Good luck to you all. Let's play Tipping Points. In round one, you each start with three counters. Questions are on the buzzer. If you buzz in and give me a correct answer, you'll have a choice to make. You can either choose to play one of your counters into the machine, or if you think the machine's not quite ready to pay out yet, you can get one of your opponents to play one of theirs instead. Most of the counters you take from the machine will be worth £50 to your score. That includes our mystery counters, which, of course, come with a bonus prize. But also nestled in the machine are two double counters. If one of those drops for you, it will double the entire value of your drop. As always, the person in last place at the end of this round will be eliminated from the game and we're going home with nothing. So don't take your eyes off the double counters because they can change everything. Hands on your buzzers, here comes your first question. In EastEnders, Nasty Nick is the son of which long-standing Albert Square... Sandra.
June Brown, Dot Cotton.
Sandra, it was Dot Cotton, but I have to accept your first
answer. I know.
Long-standing Albert Square resident. It's not June Brown, is it? Of course, it is Dot. So I'm afraid by saying June first...
Yes.
..you've got the answer wrong. We have to steal a counter from you, Sandra. That's okay. Gone into the penalty pot. You'll all be playing for that at the end of the round. We're down to two counters.
OK.
Next question. Which Yorkshire city has professional league football teams United and Jordan?
Sheffield.
And Wednesday, yes. Well done. Would you like to play or pass, Jordan?
I'm going to play.
OK, where are you going to go?
I'm going to go for Drop Zone 4.
Light up Drop Zone 4, please. How lucky is it going to be today for you, Jordan? Let's see.
Looks OK so far.
Oh. They're staying there, I'm afraid, aren't they? There's one counter into the machine, but nothing in the bank. You're down to two counters. Next question. What is the first name of Margaret Thatcher's daughter? Sandra.
Carol.
Yes, Carol Thatcher indeed. Now then, Sandra, would you like to play or pass?
I think I'll go for Drop Zone 4.
OK, load up Drop Zone 4, please. Jordan, set it up nicely.
Yeah. Oh, that was a quick one.
Done, Sandra. They thought about it for a moment, didn't they? It's five across the tipping point, Sandra. £250. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. You're off the mark with £250 and one counter to
Thank
play.
Thank you.
Next question. Brian May is the lead guitarist for which... Lucy.
Queen.
Yeah, which iconic British rock band? You're absolutely right, Lucy. Do you want to play or would you like to pass?
I'll play, please.
Where are you going to go?
Drop Zone 3.
Light up Drop Zone 3, please. Really
just
rapid.
Where, just where I wanted it.
That's where you wanted it, OK.
Fingers
Feeling
crossed.
Positive about this one?
Oh, it's looking good.
Should do.
Hope so.
Yeah.
Yep, that's two across the tipping point, £100. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. Lucy, you're off the mark with £100. Two counters left to play. Well done. Next question. Brentwood, Harlow and Billericay. Dave.
Essex.
Are all towns in which English county, Dave? You're absolutely right. Would you like to play or pass?
I'll play, please.
OK, where are you going to go?
Drop Zone 1, please.
Let's light up Drop Zone 1 for Dave. What do you reckon, Dave? Any good there?
Looking good. It's not riding.
Not riding. You get split. Oh, there you go. Yeah, yep, could well be great.
Spread a bit.
Yeah, lovely stuff.
Excellent.
Dave, well done.
Brilliant.
Five across the tipping point, £250 with your first drop. It's a nice start, that. Let's take that from the machine
Excellent.
And put it into your bank. And you got yourself a mystery prize, Dave. You've won yourself an off-road experience for two, courtesy of Cheshire Segway.
Brilliant, excellent, thank you.
And that's put you joint first place with Sandra on £250. You've got two counters left to play. Next question. Founded in 1947 to provide private health care... Dave.
NHS.
To provide private health care... Oh. By what name is the British United Provident Association better known? You've gone really early there, Dave. It's Bupa, of course.
Of course.
I'm afraid we steal a counter from you. Very eager, Dave. There's two to play for at the end of the round now. Next question. In 1965, which British actress played Maria von Trapp in the film Sandra?
Julie Andrews.
The Sound of Music. Of course, it was the wonderful Julie Andrews. So, would you like to play your last counter, Sandra, or would you like to pass?
No, I'm going to play. I think I'll go for Drop Zone 3.
Line up Drop Zone 3, please. Put it down and flat.
Yeah. Come on, come on. Push, 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 push. Oh!
Unlucky.
Just didn't want to give you that last little inch.
No.
Sandra, so they stay on that top shelf. So, Sandra, you stay on £250 for the time being. You've used all three of your counters. You are out of the round.
OK.
Next question. Oilseed rape, commonly found growing in fields around the UK, has distinctive flowers of what colour? Dave.
Yellow.
Yes, indeed, Dave. Right then, do you want to play or pass?
I'll play, please.
OK, where are you going to play?
Drop Zone 3, please.
Load up Drop Zone 3 for Dave. Last counter here, Dave. Quick drop, put it down.
Ooh. Might be all right.
Bit of a gap there, isn't there?
May do, may twist.
Didn't do much.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Oh.
Yes, Dave, well done.
Excellent.
Six across the tipping point, £300. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank, Dave. That takes you up to £550. Well done. For the time
Brilliant.
Being, you've used all three counters, though, so you are out of the round. So just Lucy and Jordan left in. Next question. What was the nickname of the American gunfighter and gambler who was born John Henry Holliday? Lucy.
Billy?
It's not Billy Holliday. That was a singer. Doc Holliday. Let's take a counter from you. That goes into the penalty pot. There's now three for you all to play for at the end of the round. Lucy, down to your last counter.
OK.
OK, next question. The title of Dodie Smith's 1956 novel is 101 What? Jordan.
Dalmatians.
Yes, well done. Do you want to play or pass?
I'm actually going to pass.
OK.
So, pass to Lucy.
Forcing Lucy's hand. He's nervous. He has no money in the bank, Lucy. You've got £100. Where are you going to go?
Drop Zone 4, please.
Light up Drop Zone 4 for Lucy, please. Go down.
Good.
Maybe. It's leaning over the edge.
Oh, just
well
there.
Done.
Is that going to be enough?
On.
Oh, no.
Very cunning play from Jordan. Nothing else to add, I'm afraid, Lucy. So you have £100. You stay on £100. You've used all three of your counters. So you are out of the round. Jordan, just you left in. Because it's just you, you don't need to use your buzzer. You do need to give the correct answer to this question to put those counters into the machine. You need to do the allotted time as well, Jordan. So if you're not sure, it's worth trying to have a guess. OK, Jordan, here we go. What is the name of the lattice-shaped foodstuff which can be made using sweet batter or potato?
Hash brown?
It's not a hash brown, it's a waffle.
Oh, yeah.
So you lose one of those counters, that goes into the penalty spot. Now four to play for.
Right.
Next question. What unit of volume is often abbreviated to the letters CL?
Centilitre.
Yeah, no problem there, well done. So, counters put into the machine.
I think I'll go Drop Zone 4 again.
Line up Drop Zone 4, please. Double gonna hit on it. Just a little nudge. Yep, something over.
Just one.
We need something.
You only need one. Oh no!
Jordan,
that Almost.
Overhang on Drop Zone 4 is very impressive. Sadly, nothing is gonna fall for you though, Jordan, so you stay with nothing in the bank.
Okay.
As things stand, Dave is out in the lead with £550. Sandra has £250. Lucy, £100. Jordan, you don't have anything in the bank. But it isn't over yet, not by a long shot. There are four counters in the penalty pot. They're all up for grabs right now. I'm going to ask you one more question. If you buzz in and give me the correct answer, you'll put all four counters into the machine. If you buzz in and give me the wrong answer, you will be frozen out. Jordan, you need to try and give me the right answer to have a chance of going through to the next round.
Yeah.
Best of luck, everybody. Here comes your penalty pot question. How many minutes are there in 1.5 hours? Jordan.
90.
Yes, no problems. Well done, Jordan. OK.
Right.
Big sigh of relief.
Time to get some money now.
That means you've got four counters to put in the machine. You just need three to send Lucy home.
OK, well, I'm going to go drop zone four again.
OK, light up drop zone four, please. Could get that double right down to the tipping point for these four. To start.
Right, that should be something.
We're going to get it flat though. Yeah.
Just.
Yeah. Just nudge it or go slide alongside it.
No. Still nothing.
Don't
still teasing
down,
you.
No.
Okay, Jordan, three to go.
Well, I'll drop zone four again.
Light up drop zone four, please.
I can see the double counter on the top there. So.
Oh, it's got the
other
fast,
way. Yeah.
Get something over, though. Let's have something now.
Oh, yes.
Right. Here goes. Just
one.
They're teetering. Oh. You can see them moving on the edge.
You can see them moving.
Yes.
There's a huge drop
I can't believe they've
there.
Not gone. So, Jordan, that's one across the tipping point, so let's add that £50 in. So up to £50. Two to go.
Drop zone four.
Light up drop zone four. I just think... a heavy drop on the top shelf could send them over.
Yeah. Oh, it's gone over. Not in the best of places, is it? Oh,
well
brilliant.
Well done.
Jordan, that's nine more across the tipping points. That takes you up to £500. Lucy, that means we're going to lose you, I'm afraid. Yeah. You've got one more counter to put in.
I'll try drop zone two.
OK, let's look at drop zone two, please. Yep, you got it out.
See if we can push any over from the top shelf. No.
Unfortunately, nothing more to add.
I'll take the 500, that's fine.
You've got £500 from the machine. Let's take it and put it into your bank. And that means at the end of the round, Dave is still leading, but only just with £550 from Jordan. With £500, Sandra with £250, Lucy, I'm afraid with £100, we have found your tipping point. Thank you for playing.
Thanks, Ben.
So join us after the break to see which of today's three remaining players will win through to our head-to-head and a shot at our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a bit. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where Dave, Jordan and Sandra have all survived to play in round two. In this round, they'll each have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. As before, any counters that come out are worth £50, with the exception, of course, of those bonus double counters. The player with the lowest score at the end of the round will leave the game with absolutely nothing. Dave, you have a slim lead over Jordan, but it is important right now because it means it's your choice. Do you want to play next, Dave, or would you like to pass it? What do you reckon?
I'm going to play, please.
OK, 30 seconds to answer as many questions as you can, Ben. Every time you give me a correct answer, I'll give you another counter to put in the machine. Don't know the answer, just say pass and we'll move on as quickly as possible. You ready?
Yep.
Dave, your time starts now. Held at Aintree, the Grand National is an annual event in which sport?
Horse racing.
Correct. Which 1942 Disney film features the character Thumper the Rabbit?
Bambi.
Correct. Who was Prime Minister of the UK at the end of World War I?
Chamberlain.
David Lloyd George. Papier-mâché is made by mixing glue with which material?
Newspaper.
Correct. Published between 1942 and 63, which British author wrote the famous Five series?
Enid Blyton.
Correct. According to the legend, Igraine was the mother of which king of Britain?
James I.
Before that, King Arthur. Dave, you still
no
got
idea.
Four right.
Cool.
So you still got four counters to put into the machine. So where are you going to start?
I'll go drop zone four, please.
Light up drop zone four for Dave, please. Doubles perched on that top shelf. Can we get that into play, Dave? Just sliding past
it.
Might nudge
Go
it.
On.
There you go.
Oh, yes. Fantastic.
Wow. Well done.
Oh. And one fell out.
Oh, my.
Keep an eye on it. Something else might fall.
Excellent.
Oh.
Yep, there's one more. Lovely drop.
Brilliant.
Dave, well done, including the one that's thrown itself on the floor. That's 13 counters across the tipping point. It's a cracking drop, £650. Well done. You've still got three more to put in.
Ooh.
Where are you going to go now?
I think I'll go drop zone three, please.
OK, let's load up drop zone three, please.
Good.
Come on. Oh.
No.
Just a bit too much weight on it, isn't there?
They're staying there, I'm afraid, aren't they?
So where would you like to go next?
Drop zone three again, please.
Light it up, please.
It's looking better.
Oh, one.
Go on.
One yet. Is it going to push? Yes, oh, yes. Wow.
And another six, Dave. £300 to add to the 650, up to £950. Very well done.
Brilliant.
Got another one to put in as well.
I think I'll stick with drop zone three again, please.
Okay, light up drop zone three.
He's after the mystery counter.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ideal.
Yeah, right.
Excellent.
Right down, yeah, the right way.
Oh!
And you've set up drop zone two rather nicely, but nothing more to add. So well done, Dave. You finish up with £950. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. And it means you now have £1,500. Well played.
Excellent. Thank you.
So, Jordan, we come to you. It's your choice now. You're just ahead of Sandra. Would you like to play next, or would you like Sandra to go instead?
I think I've got a lot of catching up to do. I'm gonna play because of the bottom shelf.
OK, then. You ready?
Yep.
30 seconds, please. Jordan, your time starts now. O Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo is a line from which Shakespeare play?
Romeo and Juliet.
Correct. What name is shared by a Scottish city and the capital of Western Australia?
Perth.
Correct. The condition encephalitis is the inflammation of what organ of the human body?
The brain.
Correct. Baby Love was a 60s hit for which female singing group fronted by Diana Ross?
The Supremes.
Correct. In April 2014, which British supermodel launched her second collection for high street chain Topshop?
Pass.
Kate Moss. What was the surname of the Italian-born brothers who invented the whirlpool bath?
Jacuzzi.
The Jacuzzi brothers. Jordan, four correct answers.
Good, very good.
Four chances to try and catch Dave.
Well, first I need to fill the top shelf.
I think so.
So I'm going to go drop zone three.
OK, light up drop zone three, please. 20 counts is what we're after, Jordan.
Very quick.
Yeah.
Not really at the right side either.
It's going.
Could nudge them.
Nudge that tipping point. There we go. We're off the mark. £50 for that drop. Three more to put in.
I'll go drop zone three again.
Light it up, please.
Definitely
needs to go more that side.
Bad place.
There's a bit of a gap there. Oh,
it's filled now, two more, so...
Yep, you've got two more to go, yep. Jordan.
Drop zone three.
Drop zone three again, please.
Oh,
had some right-hand spin on that.
A couple there, though.
Well done.
There's a few more.
Not bad.
There's another four across the tipping point, so another £200. So up to £250. Jordan, you've got one more to put in.
I'm going to try drop zone three again, just hoping it falls to the left.
That's where we want it, isn't it? Hard left. Light up drop zone three, please. Take that mystery counter over. A couple of others, and you could be in the money.
You could line it up for me.
Back to the right.
Drawn to that right-hand side.
Oh, it's over.
One's over.
Yeah, you've got one. That's all you need. Oh, well done. Okay.
So that's another three across the tipping point, Jordan. Another £150, so you finish up with £400. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. You now have £900. Well done.
Thanks.
All right, then, Sandra, so it's your turn now. You're about to face the machine. 30 seconds for Sandra, please. Time starts now. The cartoon characters, the Smurfs, have skin of what primary colour?
Blue.
Correct. The baboon is native to a limited area of Asia and which other continent?
America.
Africa. In 1492, which explorer led an expedition with the Santa Maria as his flagship?
Scott.
Columbus. Oh. The Red Arrows aerobatic team belongs to which of the British armed forces?
Air Force.
Yes, correct. In the UK, the 30th wedding anniversary is associated with which precious object?
China.
A pearl. Oh. Which British boxer became the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world in 1999?
I don't know.
Lennox Lewis. Right, Sandra, look. Two counters. Where would you like to start?
I think I will try drop zone three and hopefully it'll go over to the left.
OK, let's light up drop zone three. Didn't work for Jordan, but can you get it on that left-hand side?
Yeah.
Surely you've got to get one there. Hard left it needs to be.
Oh, no, there's a gap.
Oh, no.
It's going to go in the gap.
Oh, no. Sandra. One more to go. Come on now.
Right, I'll go drop zone three again.
Light up drop zone three.
Oh! No. Come on, please be kind. Please be kind. All of them. No!
Oh. You gave it a great shot.
Oh.
Sandra, I'm afraid we can't add anything to your bank, so the scores stay as they were. Dave is our leader with £1,500. Jordan has £900. Sandra, we've loved having you on, but I'm afraid with £250, we have found your ticket.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
So it's Dave and Jordan who'll be going head-to-head after the break for the right to play for our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a couple of minutes. Welcome back to Tipping Point. Just two players remain, Dave and Jordan. Very well done to both of you for getting this far. Dave, you're currently leading. You've got £1,500. Jordan, you've got £900. It's time to find out which of our contestants will be taking on the machine for our £10,000 jackpot. In this round, you're each going to be asked three questions alternately. On your question, you can choose to answer or you can pass it to your opponent. If you give me a correct answer, you put the counter into the machine. If you give me a wrong answer, your opponent puts the counter into the machine. Whoever has the most money at the end of this round will be playing for £10,000. Dave, you are our leader, so it's your choice. Would you like the first question, or would you like to pass it to Jordan?
I'll pass it to Jordan, please.
Big call this, Jordan. Okay. If you can get this first counter and you get at those on the tipping point, you could close the gap significantly. Yep. Here we go. Your first question. Taking their name from a character in The Dukes of Hazzard, what item of clothing are Daisy Dukes?
I could pretend to know this, but I don't. I don't know it, so I'm going to pass.
Could be the wrong generation for Jordan. Yeah. Dave, do you remember the Dukes of Hazzard?
Boots. I do indeed.
And you're going with boots. Dave thinks that Daisy Dukes are boots. Is that the right answer?
Shorts.
They're shorts. Hot pants, Dave. What are you thinking?
Of course it is, yeah.
It was the best bit other than the car. Yeah. Of all the things to get wrong. Jordan, yep. Brilliant pass. It worked out in the end. So you get to put the counter into the machine.
I'm going to stick with drop zone three.
Well, let's light up drop zone three. Needs to go left. It hasn't yet. Why not now?
I'm not learning.
Because it just won't.
Just won't do it, will it?
No, won't do it.
One over.
Go on, then. Oh, no joy. So, Dave, that wasn't quite as painful as it might have been.
No.
Let's come
not.
To you for your first question. In February 2014, which American socialite gave birth to her first child with Simon Cowell? You can pass this to Jordan. Do you think he's a fan of Simon Cowell?
I don't know. He's got a good poker face, so I'll pass it again. I don't know.
In February 2014, Jordan, which American socialite gave birth to her first child with Simon Cowell? It's a great steal if you get this.
If I'm honest, I don't know it. I know he's... been with Sunita before, so I go Sunita.
You know Simon's been with Sunita at some point, but the question is that the right answer? Lauren Silverman is
no.
the name.
Ring a bell, no. No.
Good pass from you there, Dave, because Jordan didn't know. So you get to put the counter in. What are you going to do?
Got to be drop zone three.
Okay, let's light up drop zone three.
Every time.
Go on, just a few will do.
There's a few, that could be better. Go on along, get some lateral. Yes!
Oh, yes!
Fade up in the end, Dave. Sensational stuff. Dave, 13 counters across the tipping point. They had to go in the end and you got them. £650. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. £2,150 to Jordan's £900. Jordan, we come to you for your second question. The only two countries in South America whose names in English contain the letter Z are Brazil and which other?
I'm quite good at geography, so I'm just going through the alphabet now.
Okay.
Yeah, I know this.
Okay.
Yep. I'm going to play. It's Venezuela.
You've gone with Venezuela. Let's find out. Is the answer Venezuela? Yes, of course. Well done, Jordan. Brilliant. No problems there. Right. That double. It's going to be important here, Jordan. One or other of them.
I'm going to go drop zone two.
Light up drop zone two, please. Okay. Might just fill the hole, but
something
needed to be done. Can we get something? Go on.
No.
Not bad.
Filled the shelf.
It has filled the shelf nicely. Still a bit of a gap there, though, isn't there? So, Jordan, you stay on £900. Dave, we come to you for your second question. By what name is the beauty treatment botulinum toxin better known? You can pass this. Do you think Jordan's a fan of beauty treatments?
No, I'm confident I know this.
Oh, you are? Sorry.
Yes, yeah, so I'll play.
Go for it, Dave.
Botox.
You've gone with Botox,
yeah.
Jordan?
Yeah, that's right.
Let's find out. Is the answer Botox? Yes, absolutely. No problems there, Dave.
Right, I think...
What do you reckon?
Zone two, I think.
We're going to go for it. Light up drop zone two, please. Could be a bit of a risk if it doesn't pay out, but it's where they are. It's in their place. Yeah, can you get a bit of lateral on it?
Nope.
Oh, just filled the gap.
Never mind.
So a chance here for Jordan to strike. Jordan, we come to you for your third question. Which national rugby union team used to be known as the Cherry Blossoms after the country's national flower?
Well, I'm not very good at sport, so I'm trying to think of the flower. There's not many big international rugby sides, so I'm going to play and take a risk.
OK.
And I'm going to say South Africa.
Let's find out. Is the answer South Africa? No, it's Japan. South Africa with the Springboks.
Yeah.
Of course. Dave, you get the counter. Where are you going to put it?
It's got to go drop zone two again.
I think you've got to do it, haven't you?
Yeah.
They're all stacked on the bottom shelf. Light up drop zone two, please. Just that annoying gap along the top shelf, isn't that? Just along the edge. Boarding to the right again.
Go on.
Can you get enough of the shelf? Give it some. Go on.
Oh, no.
OK. Nothing for the stolen counter. We come to you, though, Dave, for your third and final question. Act one, scene one of which Shakespeare play begins, "Now, fair Hippolyta, our nuptial hour draws on apace." Does it ring a bell?
Not really, no. It's not my strong point again. I've got an idea, but I'm not 100% sure. So I think I will pass it to Jordan.
Right then, Jordan, come on. We need this counter.
I don't know this, but in my head it sums up the witches around the cauldron. So I'm going to say Macbeth.
Let's find out. Is the answer Macbeth? It was A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Oh.
You know, it's all fairies and magic potions and love.
Jordan have known.
And we did that at school.
No, you didn't. Jordan, it was only about 5 minutes ago you were at school. OK, so hard luck, Jordan. I'm afraid that means you're going to be going home. Dave, the great news for you.
Brilliant.
Is you're playing
excellent.
For £10,000.
Cool.
Before we do, you have one more counter to play into the machine.
It's got to be number two.
Drop zone two. Light it up again, please.
Yep.
OK, right, could be good.
That's good.
Go on, then. decent shove there. And a few more to finish
with.
Happy with
that.
Well done.
Happy.
Day four counters across the tipping point. To bring the round to a close, let's take the £200 and put it into your bank. And that means that you are today's winner with £2,350. Well done.
Excellent.
Jordan, I'm afraid with £900 we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
So, Dave, congratulations. You're today's winner. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put our jackpot counter, this one right here, into the machine. It's just a touch bigger, Dave, but it is so much better.
Yep.
So if you can get it out again, you'll be going home with £10,000.
Brilliant.
Can Dave master the machine by finding its £10,000 tipping point? We'll find out after the break. Welcome back to the final part of Tipping Point. Dave is today's winner, and you have amassed £2,350. It's a very tidy sum, Dave. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How are you feeling?
Overwhelmed at the moment, to be honest with you. It's a good feeling.
It is a good feeling. It's a good feeling being in front of the machine.
Yes.
If you were to get £10,000, Dave, what would you do with the money?
A bit more travelling, I think. Australia, Asia, go and see some friends. I know good friends in Australia.
Well, fingers crossed, Dave, we can make that happen for you. OK. Right now, it's your chance to try and win our £10,000 jackpot. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put our jackpot counter into the machine. If you want to go home with £10,000, all you have to do is get it out again. Of course, there's a little bit more to it than that. I'm going to show you six question categories. For each category, you can choose to play one, two or three counters into the machine. The more counters you play for, the harder the question's going to be. But, of course, the more counters you win, the easier it should be to get the jackpot counter out. If you don't manage to do that, you'll still get £50 for every counter that falls for you. Don't forget, the doubles are both still in there, so if you don't manage to get your hands on the jackpot counter, if you get either of them into the win zone, you could still leave with a considerable amount of money.
Wow.
What we want you to leave with, of course, is £10,000.
Yes.
So, first thing we need to do is put the jackpot counter into the machine. Have a good look. What are your thoughts?
I think I'm going to go drop zone two.
Light up drop zone two, please. Timing right with this one, Dave. Let's get it in there. Let's get it flat. OK. Shifted a bit more to the centre. And that double's coming. Go on now. OK. So one across the tipping point. £50 we add in. £2,400 in the bank. Jackpot counter. Practically slap bang in the middle of drop zone two. Let's have a look at the categories.
Oh.
Literature, geography, money, science, theatre and sport. You can play them in any order you like, so when you're ready, if you'd like to give me your first one, and for how many counters?
I'll go geography first. Four. I'll go for three, please.
OK. We'd like to start with the geography question for three counters, please. In which British city is the Isle of Dogs? Glasgow, Manchester or London?
I don't think it's Glasgow. I've been there quite a few times. I'll go London.
Do you like it?
Yes. Yeah.
OK, we're going to go with London, please. Let's find out. Is the answer London? Yes, it is. All right, the good news is you've got three counters, so we can get started. Drop zone two?
Drop zone two it is,
light
yes.
it up, please. Now, then, where are they going to fall?
Hopefully smack in the centre.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Okay. Oh, could get a bit of lateral.
Oh. OK, no, not to worry. There's a lot in there and we've got a long way to go.
Yep.
Drop zone two again.
Yep, drop zone
Fire
two,
up,
please.
Please. Going to nudge its way.
Oh.
Okay, filling the top shelf nicely. Going to need to at some point. OK, one more to go.
Drop zone two again, please, Ben.
Fire up, please.
Oh, go on. That's a bit better. That's better.
Go on now. Get on it.
Yes.
Lovely.
Excellent. And some more over, hopefully.
Oh! That's
Fantastic.
The way to take down the double.
That is good.
That's 16 counters across Brilliant. The tipping point, which is £800, but, of course, the double is there as well. So we double those up, and that means we finish up just with that one drop at £4,000.
That's good.
Jackpot counter sitting nice and tight on the edge of that top shelf. We're going well.
Brilliant.
OK, so, back to the categories.
I'll go sport for three, please.
Right.
One of my stronger ones again.
Another strong one. Sport for three counters, please. In 2012, Britain's Katarina Johnson-Thompson made her Olympic debut in which event? Heptathlon, taekwondo or boxing?
My gut is telling me boxing. I don't think it's heptathlon. Neither taekwondo. I follow a little bit of boxing, so...
So the name rings a bell?
Yeah, I think I'd go boxing.
Should we light it up?
Yes,
yeah. We're going to go boxing, yeah. Please. Katarina Johnson-Thompson, did she make her debut in boxing? Oh, it's the heptathlon. Not to worry.
Never mind.
We've still got plenty more categories to choose from. Literature, money, science and theatre.
We'll go literature, please, for two.
Right.
Not a strong point.
Slightly, right.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get this, these two counters. Two counters for literature, please. Emily Bronte's novel, Wuthering Heights, is set in which part of England? The Norfolk Broads, Yorkshire Moors or Sherwood Forest?
I think it's Yorkshire Moors. I vaguely have a... I don't know.
It's there somewhere.
Yeah, I'll go Yorkshire Moors, I think. It's a pure 100% guess.
OK, we're going to light up Yorkshire Moors, please. For two counters, is it Yorkshire Moors? Yes, it is. Well done.
It's in there somewhere.
Right then, drop zone two.
Yes, please.
Fire up, please.
Oh, that's not bad.
Might nudge it. I think it might slide past as well, then, wouldn't it?
I've got two over.
Yep. Oof. One more to go. We've got a good look at it now. We can see where we've got to be.
Yeah.
Drop zone two.
Yes, please.
Fire up. Oh. Just a couple. Collect some more money. Yep. OK, so four more across the tipping point, another £200. We're up to £4,200. Back to the categories.
I'll go three for money, please.
Right, going back hard again. Three counters for money, please. In which decade were general circulation £2 coins first issued? The 1970s, 1980s or 1990s?
£2, that's a newish thing. Mm. They weren't in the 70s. In the 80s, we still had the £1 note, so we wouldn't have had coins then. So my feeling is the 1990s, I think it's a new...
It's the newest, yeah. So
yeah,
relatively
definitely
should be there.
Yeah.
Should we light it up?
Yes, yeah, 1990s.
We'll go with the 90s, please. Yeah. For three counters, did the £2 coin get issued for the first time in the 1990s? Yes, 1998, excellent. Late yep. in the 90s. Three counters. Drop zone two.
Yes, please, drop zone two.
Light it up.
Oh, come on.
It's like an inch or so out, isn't it, every time?
Yep.
OK, one more.
Drop zone two again, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone two, please. Just an extra little roll if it's coming down that side. Let's get on the bottom shelf.
Oh,
extra
good
that way.
Looking good.
There you go. Ah! So that was the second of three. One more to go.
It's got to be drop zone two again, please.
Light it up. Ah! Nope, no joy there.
I'm going to play.
Okay.
Don't mind.
It's got a lot tighter on that shelf with those extra counters around it, but it is still on that top shelf.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the categories.
Theatre for three counters, please.
Okay. Theatre question for three counters, please. In the title of the musical, Sweeney Todd is the demon barber of which famous London thoroughfare? Fleet Street, Carnaby Street, or Oxford Street?
I think I know this one.
Oh, that's good.
I do. I think I know this one.
Demon barber of... Oh, just a little drop. In front of drop zone two. Not sure it's going to change much. Nope. OK.
I think I know, but I'm not 100% sure. I don't possibly think Fleet Street. But it's just a pure guess again. I would say Fleet Street.
Should we light it up?
Yeah, go Fleet Street.
OK, we're going Fleet Street, please. The Demon Barber of Fleet Street, is that right? Yes!
Excellent.
Absolutely bang on the money. So, three counters. Drop zone two.
Yes, please.
Light it up. Gotta make it onto that bottom shelf.
Oh, might get some lateral.
You need it. You need it.
Nope. I think we'll just stick with the money.
So four across the tipping point, another £200.
Yep.
£4,400. We've got a nice amount of money. Two to go.
Drop zone two again, please, Ben.
Light it up, please.
Keeps flicking off to the left. We couldn't get it there earlier.
Editing it more and more central as well. It's okay. We've got one more to go.
Drop zone two again, please.
Light it up, please.
Come on.
There's a bit more gap there than we thought.
Doesn't want to play.
We were in such good shape early doors, £4,400. The jackpot counter is ready to fall.
Yeah.
But we need it to go very quickly and we need to get this answer right to do it. Let's have a look at the category.
Science for three, please.
OK. Science for three counters, please. The periodic table details the atomic numbers and chemical symbols of how many elements? 56, 118, or 365.
There's one that's jumping out at me, which is a famous thing. Hate it or deal, go down the middle. So that's my...
I thought you were going to give me some really brilliant scientific formula then.
That's you've my gone formula to on it, yep.
A nursery rhyme.
Yep. I'll go 118.
Should we light it up?
Yep.
OK, this is it now. Let's light up 118. Does the periodic table have 118 chemical symbols? Yes!
Oh,
you
excellent.
Love the nursery rhymes?
Yeah, that is good.
Great stuff. Right. Well done. So three counters. What do you reckon? Drop zone two?
Yep, drop zone two, please.
Light it up, please. Go on. OK, now we need a really lovely
good
bit
drop.
Of lateral shoving. Go on, go on.
Oh, doesn't want to play.
Swine. It's right on the edge. Drop zone two.
Drop zone two again,
light
please.
It up, please. There you go. It's going to go this time. It's going to take the merest nudge. There you go. Right, go on.
Oh, that's riding as well.
Oh, it's all right, that's... Take a few more with it. So that's three across the tipping point, another £150.
Yep.
£4,550. We're on the bottom shelf, Dave. One more to go.
Drop zone two again, please.
Light it up, please. That's not ideal, is it?
Nope.
What's it going to do? Oh, you...
It's just not playing, is it?
Not... It seemed to be playing so nicely at the start. So, Dave, we've done all our counters, we've done all our categories. We've got £4,550, but it's not over yet, because I'm going to offer you one last chance to leave with £10,000. You can walk away with that money right now, £4,550, or you can trade it for three final counters to put into the machine with the hope of winning £10,000. If you decide to take the trade, nothing in the machine has any value.
Yep.
So you'll leave with 10 grand or you'll leave with nothing at all. Three counts are going to be enough.
I don't think I'm going to risk it. I can get somewhere nice with £4,500.
You certainly can.
Yeah, that'll do me.
OK, I'll ask you one last time then. Would you like to take the trade or would you like to take the money?
I'll take the money, please, Ben.
Congratulations,
Dave. Thank you very
much. Really, really well done. £4,550, which is a record here on Tipping Point. You took the money, you turned down the trade, but was that the right decision? We're going to play out those three counters right now to see if it would have been enough to win you £10,000. Drop one. Way off target. Drop two. Very little action on the jackpot counter. This was the third final drop.
Just need that one.
Nah. You made absolutely the right decision. You had a good day?
Yes, very much so. Thank you very much.
Loved having you on. Very, very, very well done.
Thank you.
So Dave leaves with a record-breaking £4,550. And, of course, he's going off with his Segway experience. If he'd taken the trade, then he would have lost certainly £4,550 because that jackpot counter wasn't going to fall. Join us next time when the fate of four more players will hang in the balance on Tippy Point. Goodbye.